Jacqueline Halas, Jacqueline J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N, Halas, H-A-L-L-A-S, date of birth is 12-8-1978. This is for date of service 11-7-2023. Mrs. Halas is a 44-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of abnormal thyroid function studies. She has a history of anxiety and depression. She was noted to have abnormal thyroid function studies with a suppressed TSH and was placed on methimazole therapy for about 5 days. However, then this was discontinued. She reports symptoms of palpitations, dry skin, fatigue, losing about 15 pounds, hair loss, mood swings, increased anxiety, and for birth control, she wears the Nexplanon birth control period. Her thyroid labs were reviewed, and she was noted to have an elevated TPO antibody level at 65. Her free T3 was 3.3, free T4 was 1.0. Her TSH receptor antibody level was 1.52, and TSH was 0.29. She also had a thyroid uptake and scan on 9-11-2023, indicating normal thyroid uptake at the 6-hour as well as the 24-hour mark. Thyroid ultrasound dated 7-20-2023 indicated a dominant nodule on the right measuring 1.4 by 0.7 centimeters. Her TSH receptor antibody level was normal at 1.52. She reports symptoms of increased anxiety. This has all started after she had COVID a couple years ago, and all of these symptoms started happening at that time. Plan number one for evaluation of her thyroid function studies. Her TSH is 0.29, free T4 is 1.0, free T3 is 3.3. Her TPO antibody level is elevated at 65, indicative of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Next number for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. At this point, my recommendation is to place her on thyroid support through FullScript and repeat her thyroid function panel in order to assess where her antibodies are at this point, and then make judgment whether we need to place her on thyroid hormone replacement therapy. Next summer, for her increased anxiety, we will place the patient on Zoloft 25 milligrams once daily. Next summer, for her vitamin B12 deficiency, we will place the patient on vitamin B12 injections once a week for 4 weeks. Next summer, for her vitamin D deficiency, we will recommend vitamin D supplementation. Next summer, for her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound on July 20th. 2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 1.4 by 0.7 centimeters. She will be due for follow-up thyroid ultrasound in July of 2024. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.